UW-Madison researchers have turned something ordinary into something extraordinary. Scientific pioneer James Thompson and colleagues have figured out how to coax human skin cells into stem cells. These reprogrammed cells appear to have the same adaptability of those made by embryos, even though they weren't produced that way. If perfected, the new method, which was also just announced in Japan, would be eligible for federal stem cell funding. UW Law and Bioethics Professor Alta Sharo says scientists who want to continue using embryonic stem cells may still find themselves facing resistance from the right.
It now puts completely into play the question of whether or not this country is truly committed to supporting all science, or if it is going to now proceed to try to criminalize or completely defund areas of science that are controversial.
Sharo predicts the scientific discovery could also have another impact. Reducing or eliminating stem cells is a heated topic in the presidential debate. The new method of reprogramming cells disrupts their DNA, creating potential for cancer. This could prevent its use for transplant tissue to replace damage caused by diabetes or Parkinson's disease. However, researchers say the cancer threat could be avoided with further study. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.